The subject of money is a huge topic that affects every individual and family. On the show today, we have Dr. Olumide Emmanuel to discuss the common money mistakes to avoid as individuals, families, and even entrepreneurs. Welcome to the show, sir.
Yes, thank you for having me. It's nice to be here, live and direct.
Live and direct.
With the ladies of your view. Our people are students in the School of Money.
We are.
So you have to read it. I brought another set of books today. You have to read and read and read because that's part of the mistake that we have to deal with.
I've been studying about money and I've read a couple of books. And one of the issues that a lot of people struggle with is how to keep their money. So you know how to make the money, but then how do you keep it away from things that would naturally eat it? Let me not use relatives. Let it not look like you don't want to send money to them. But how do you make that money and protect it so that you're giving less than you're making and not giving more than you're making?
Well, basically, when it comes to wealth creation, you make, you manage, and you multiply. Mm-hmm. Mm. So you must know how to make money.
Yes.
And to know how to make money, you must also know how not to make money. Because if you make money in the wrong way, you're going to end up losing it. Make money? You don't make money by stealing, you don't make money by begging, you don't make money by fraud, you don't make money by marriage. So say, I want to marry into money.
We don't talk enough about this thing.
You don't make money into marriage. Because I always tell people, a lot of women, unfortunately, sometimes don't take their financial life serious. They just think, once I've married a rich man,
my case is settled.
Wealth is not sexually transmitted. So that you are married to a rich man does not make you a rich woman. That's why a lot of people, by the time their spouse now dies or does not have a job anymore or crisis happens, they get into trouble and their children suffer.
Rewind, sir. Your money is our money, my money is my money, all this kind of stuff.
Yes, when you come into a married relationship, the two has become one. And that two becoming one is joint knowledge, joint decision, joint planning. Not necessarily joint account if it doesn't work for you. Because you need to know what works for you. So it's joint knowledge. I must know what you have. You must know what I have. There shouldn't be any secret anywhere.
I love this.
There should also be joint planning.
Yes.
And joint decision-making.
Yes.
Once you understand that, it will
Let's go back to what you just said. Because I was saying this to a couple of women, and it sounded strange. Marriage is not economic empowerment.
No, it's not.
So let's agree, and I hope women are watching, before they come and say, because it's a man that said it, that, it is not. And it is because go and check it anywhere. Some women marry, and every day you come and you say, oh, Fumilowo, if I say, why have you not done it? That guy did not give me money. I'm like, is this supposed to give you money? So why did you?
I don't understand, because I tell a lot of young people, okay, you went to school, I went to school. You graduated 7 years ago, I graduated 7 years ago. You have BSc, I have BSc. You started working 6 years ago, I started working 6 years ago. I meet you 6 years later as a single man. You are asking me, do you have a house? Do you have a car? Why you no get? We have both been working for 6 years. What have you been doing with your own money for the past 6 years? I now meet you, I should now carry all your responsibilities.
Marriage
is, we love each other and want to build a life together. And everybody should come in with 100-100, not 50-50. You come in with 100% commitment to do all you can. The other person comes with 100% commitment to do all they can. And when you come into marriage, it doesn't matter whether the man is rich or not. For your own personal fulfillment, you were not created for marriage. That's not your marriage, is not your destiny. It's not that the creator said, let me send her, go and marry. That's not your destiny. That's just one of the things that you require to continue to fulfill destiny. And once you understand that, because I keep wondering, on one side, you want the man to do everything for you, you are a liability. On the other side, you are talking woman empowerment. Who put you in bondage?
You can't mix it.
You want to be liberated from who? Nobody stops you from making your own money. Today, now, even if you are a full-time housewife with wisdom, you can make money online, you can make money from home, you can do a lot of stuff. So I believe very strongly that once people understand that making money is the first level, but you need to know how not to make money.
Yes.
Which is some of the things I've said, including don't wait for inheritance. So you want your father to die before you make money and all this stuff. Any money you didn't work for, you don't have the wisdom to manage it.
I just feel that.
If you go online now, you find that many lottery winners, within the first 12 months to 24 months, the money is gone.
True.
Because you grow. So if you jump up, you will come down. Yes. If you grow up, you will stay up.
Rewind, sir. Any money you didn't work
any
for.
Any money you did not work for, you don't have the wisdom to manage it.
I agree.
Do you understand? That's why when I tell people, no matter what, let your spouse, your wife work. Mm. When a woman is not working to earn money, she won't know how difficult it is to get money.
Yes. Mm.
So when she says, I need this, you give her 100,000. I think 100,000. Have you got 100,000 yourself?
In
your own
life.
Labor, I think for 100,000. So sometimes, and unfortunately, people don't discuss these things because it's a tough issue in marriage.
Yeah.
When we talk about marriage, the things that cause, because apart from my major stuff is relationship, finance, and leadership.
Yeah.
So that's my three major areas. And when we talk about marriage, a lot of people don't realize that the top three causes of marital problem is communication, sex, and money.
Money.
And people don't want to talk about that money issue.
It's a difficult conversation.
You don't want to talk about that money issue because the way a lady's mind work is different from the way a man's mind work. And when we come into a relationship and we understand that, look, I love you, I'm ready to do everything for you, but let's face reality. And that's why I tell men, always make sure you do full disclosure. Let your wife know this is all we have, so that you will know whether you have a wife or a knife.
A knife.
Hi.
Because if my wife knows my salary is 750, I didn't hide this, my payslip, and you are asking me for bone straight, you are asking me for to change your car, and I begin to ask, hey, you know, your bone straight, your destiny no straight. You want bone straight. You want bag and shoe to match, whereas your destiny is not matching your bank account.
Wow.
You have only two legs.
Wow.
You want to buy shoes like another guy. I love shoes. If you love shoes, buy shoe, produce shoe, manufacture shoe, sell shoe, market shoe, design shoe. So if a man is earning 750 and you are asking him to buy you a brand new car, then you are a thief or you are a criminal. But if the man does not let you know how much he earns, women like children think that their father is the most powerful. So women will think, my husband get money, he gets something where they are.
Yes.
So for me now, all our bank accounts, my wife has the token, has the code. If I say, what's the code for that one? So if you now see what is there, and you are demanding for what is greater than that, you will explain
I'm returning
yourself.
Token and
this is awesome.
I think
whoa,
that's why they're not doing awesome. I'm returning everything.
And
I don't
think,
want to
okay. But before you're coming, okay. I think this is what it was used for me, personally. Because
okay.
I remember when I started my life, and then I'll present bill. I want this, I want that, I want that. The guy just keeps saying, see it. Share
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Give me my transport fare.
Yes.
No, that's it. Anything you want to do with it,
do it. You will not realize
so
that.
So I had sense quickly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm, wow.
Yes. Yes. So, you know, the topic today was really to understand some costly
mistakes
that
yeah.
we should not make. But
okay.
I'm thinking we should talk about how not to make money.
Yeah.
Because
okay.
it's really important. You have started with the marriage one because a lot of people have based their happiness on finding that man that can take them
yeah,
out of poverty.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they
them.
Find themselves in that marriage and they're still not happy. And
yeah,
now
yeah.
you're explaining to us that if you want to be rich and if you want to have money and be happy, it's not necessarily a man that can do that. What other relationship mistakes are we making looking at it like it is something that would get us money apart from
now,
marriage?
You see, like I also said, you don't make money by begging. We have all this breadwinner syndrome.
Mm.
As if, okay, if somebody is winning bread, what do you do? Your hand break.
Hmm.
Can't you start your own bakery? Somebody is a breadwinner. And then because of this entitlement mentality, you know, because we have this entitlement that anybody that has money is because of us.
Mm.
You know, even for us, it's because of us that God is blessing people like you.
Mm.
So, those kind of,
bless
so that he can bless
what
us people.
What
so
is family for everybody?
I'll be able to help each other. So many of this entitlement mentality, you have a rich man.
Hey.
Years ago, a man walked into our bookstore and then he was just complaining. And because of what I also do, I also happen to be a pastor. So I'm like, maybe this guy needs counseling or help to pray. I said, sorry, are you okay? He said, you know, I just came from school. This is my uncle, you know, all these rich people. So I'm like, any problem? He said, I came to see him and I told him I needed money. I asked for 64,000. He just gave me 30,000. I said,
wow.
I said, did he know you were coming? He said, no. Did you tell him you needed money before you came? You just came to somebody's house on Friday and you are going back on Monday. I said, I can only do 30. I said, are your parents? They say, my parents are alive, but they don't have money. He's the richest man in our family. He's not supposed to take care of all of us. I said, whoa, you come into a man's house on Friday night. He's not aware you were coming. He said, sorry, we need to, and he gave you 30. And now he's a bad man. Those are part of the entitlement mentality.
Man.
So and that's why you find out that when people, it's part of this why we have a problem in Nigeria. You say politicians are corrupt. Mm. Then your cousin becomes a governor.
Mm.
And all of you want. How much is the salary?
But we're also enablers then. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you're the rich man, you're also enabling.
Yeah, you're enabling them. You're now saying, okay, so the guy will have to steal to settle all of you. Because he wants to meet us.
So
entitlement mentality, thinking that because somebody has money, we're all friends, and I'm beginning to do well, my business is moving, then because of that, when we all go out, okay, well, let's go to Dubai, I should pick before all of you. You know, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. I should be able to do what I want to do because I feel like doing, not because I'm under pressure or I'm being blackmailed. So all those kind of things causes trouble. And that's why you find out that when people come to a level, they start separating themselves. They say, because you don't get money now. It's not because you don't get money. It's because there is a mindset you have when you begin to rise. And if you don't have money and you don't have that kind of mindset, you're going to slow me down or you're going to begin to make me feel uncomfortable around you because there are some conversations I can't have.
Anymore.
I want to pay for a flat in Lekki. It's 35 million, I've paid 20, I'm paying the balance of 15 small. I can't talk to you about that because you are telling me, oh, you know, when I asked for 60,000,
you did not give me. Now you're spending millions.
As if you are the one that will plan my future for me. What's going to happen with my children? School fees, look at what's happening with dollars.
Yeah.
So if you are thinking, oh, how my children to have a better life, you want to send them abroad, you are not going to use Naira to do that. Just 6 years ago, Naira was 150, 170. Now it's 570. What will happen in the next 10 years when our children that are young now will now be going to America, maybe it's $5,000 to a dollar. And then you want to pay school fees of $30,000. So I'm supposed to plan now for that. So I can't say because you're my friend, you're my family, I will now stop that. That's why it's called extended family.
So
anything that is not nuclear is Dr. extended. Lumide. Now, what's in reach? Now, with the share.
Okay, Dr. Lumide, there's an impression you give, family. Because yesterday, just yesterday, me and my sister-in-law were on this topic. Our fathers lived this life. There's an impression that you give family that makes them think, I don't need to do anything. I just need to bring my problem, you solve it. There was a joke that they used to laugh about within my family about my uncle telling a woman, you know my brother, he lives in Lagos. He wants to marry the woman. My brother lives in Lagos. Did you see that house? My brother has house. My brother, my aunt, the woman agreed to marry him.
Based on brother.
So what impression do you give family? How do you give them the impression that you're still family, but that their burden is not your own and you're not killing anyone?
That's why we need to have that discussion. In 1998, my own story started in 98. I got married in 1997 and discovered that was one of the greatest mistakes of my life. The marriage was not the mistake. Getting married poor was the mistake. Mm-hmm. I fell into the trap of, I love you the way you are. Oh. I love you the way you are. And I suddenly realized that there's no romance without finance.
Hi.
I love you the way you are does not mean I love you to remain the way you are.
When a woman tells you
I love you the way you are, she has an unconscious diary that if I suffer with this guy, peace within 3 to 5 years. Mm. If after 3 to 5 years nothing changes, our whole story will change. And then you start hearing that cannot take care of his house. He's just an if there. Are you a man there? You will now enter depression.
Thank you.
So in 1998, when I began to realize that I became depressed, I said, I want to find out the way out. And when I found out what it takes to become rich and wealthy, the first thing I did was to call a family meeting.
Hold your thoughts, sir. Let's take a short break. When we come back, you continue.
I feel like clapping, like just a round of applause.
Stay tuned. Your View will be right back.
Welcome back. You were giving us an analogy.
Yeah, so the first thing I did was to call a family meeting. I'm the firstborn in my family. And you have all this firstborn bondage. In other clan, we call it the black tax. So you are the first, you should take care of every other person. And then they hand over people to you, people I didn't give birth to. So I called the family meeting, father, mother, and all my siblings. And I said, look, I've just realized that the way out of poverty is not all this fasting, prayer, and all this religion. Because religion is more dangerous than the devil. So we need to understand that to create wealth. Religion is more. I don't believe in religion. I actually hate religion. Religion has caused more trouble in this world.
Yeah.
And Christianity is not a religion. It's a relationship. It's a way of life.
Yeah.
And it should be humanity at work. Love at work. Not all this stuff that we have turned into. So I told them, I said, look, father, mother, everyone, I've learned this. So number one, daddy, mommy, these are your children. They are not my children. I am telling you today, they are not my responsibility. So let them plan. And all of you, don't look at me as firstborn breadwinner. What I have learned, I'm going to be doing a 4-day seminar. All of you must be there to come and learn what I've learned. We are all poor now. I want to start practicing it. so that when it begins to blow, you won't say, you didn't tell you. Number one. Then you, parents. I said, honor is not a levy. Because there's also this, you are not taking care of your father. You had all this emotional block. Even though this breast where you suck. What's all that? The Bible says, honor your father and mother. The same honor. It says, honor the Lord with your substance. It's not a levy. It's something it's you tax. Do out of honor. It's not a tax. So I say, parents, honor is not a levy. You gave birth to me, I didn't give birth to you. The Bible even actually says that it is the parents that lay off for the children, not the children that lay off for the parents. So you people should release me to go and pursue this thing. And wonderful parents, wonderful, everybody understood.
They understood.
And I started that journey. Between 2008 and 1998 and 2001, I went on the journey and my story changed. When my story changed, I returned in 2001. And so between then and now, my parents have been on salary every month. I said, Daddy, Mommy, finally.
Because you made it. Yes.
So you people allowed me to be able to do this. So it was easier because person when they carry, not the carry person.
Hey.
If you are carrying a 50 kg cement, you can't run as fast as someone that has no load. That's you people allowed me to run. So in 4 years, things have changed. And what I did, which you need to learn again, is I put a check for 1 year in one envelope for my dad, another one for my mom. Don't give your parents money the same way.
No, 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 we don't.
Give them separately. Because when you go, it will cost trouble. And I bought them a brand new car. By between then and now, I bought them maybe 3 or 4 cars in the last whatever year. So I say, from today till you die, what you eat is no more a problem. But it's not a levy.
You understand? Because they allowed
you to grow. So we need to understand, because those are how it is. Because parents give birth to children, they can't train. Every year, your wife, they get belay as if you are trying to win an award. You give birth to children like sardine.
They say
rich people have just 2 children. 3 max, except those that have polygamy. You that is poor man,
you
every year,
take it,
and if this one don't make her, this one will make her. Just they both became one of them are looking like that, 1 year apart, like Kwashoko. And then we are killing. So poor people create trouble for themselves.
Hey.
You give birth to children you can take care of. You are looking for male and female. Who told you that? Every male you have, you already have a female waiting to come and marry them. So if you have 2 female,
open your mind.
They are in your house, you have 2 male being raised in another family that will come and marry them. Add them to your prayer, add them to your planning. If you have 2 male, you have 2 female being raised in another family that will come and marry them. Add them to your prayer, add them to your planning. But I want to have boy. Then a big girl, you born 4 girls. Then by the time you are waiting for the boy, when the boy now arrives, he arrives as 1 boy, 1 girl again. You become 5 girls, one boy. And then your salary is 70. Your wife is selling bakery or selling church card. And then you say it's one devil in the village. It's one village people troubling you. You are the village people. Most of what we call generational curse in this clan is not a curse. It's generational ignorance. It's generational lack of planning. Your grandfather worked in Nigerian Railway. Your father worked in Nigerian Airways. Now you are in NIPOS. In what way is that the generational curse? It's a generational choice. You all chose to be civil servants. You chose that nobody will be an entrepreneur. Your grandfather didn't build your house. You didn't build. Now you are now saying it's nothing. No. It's not. Have you noticed that all over this Lagos? Illiterate are the landlord, educated ones are the tenants.
Yeah.
You went to school, you think you are doing big boy, big girl. You go, they buy car, 7 million, they rent house of 2.5 million. The landlord
they
is illiterate.
Trips.
And they are calling you Oga tenants.
Oga tenants. Please. Okay. Sir, I want to take you somewhere. Well, first, your story reminded me of when, as a teenager, my younger brother, many years between us, and my mom would say for me to teach him his homework. And he would not want to listen. He'd be screaming, this is child abuse. And I went to go and meet my mom. I said, see, he better learn his school book now because I'm not going to grow up. I'll be paying anybody any money then. Yeah. You know, I don't know how it came to be, but I don't felt, better sort yourselves out now quickly because I'm not going to be sorting you out later. But, you know, a few days ago, we discussed this story about a pastor lady who talked about people who are rich should have only rich friends. No, I'm just summarizing it, yes, paraphrasing it. So you should have only rich friends. You cannot be, or else, almost like those who are not rich will drag you down. And the thought generally was like, no, you need all kinds of people to be friends with. Was she right or were we wrong?
Okay, now, I don't know why you brought that up, but I think that's why you brought it up. That message was actually preached in my church.
Oh!
Yeah, just 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
So if you go online, you see my name there, Dr. I was the one who was saying, Dr. Lumide, because that message was preaching my church.
Okay.
And
BC
said exactly what was the right thing.
Okay.
She said, we don't have the full message. So maybe we picked it out of context. But you know the way social media works, they push all kinds of stuff out of context. Now, she was talking about a lot of things. Okay. And in what she was saying, she was talking about being intentional. about the way you live your life, about the fact that in life your associations affect you. The kind of people you move with affect you. If you have tried to help people, they are not willing to be helped. Staying there will affect you. And then she went on and on from there. So if you look at the entire message, then you'll be able to understand the context within which she was speaking. Then you'll be able to see, because I was there, I was sitting there, it was in my church. Like the message was preached. So when he went by, she called me and said, ah, Pastor,
we are
blowing up there, we are only. I said, look, I don't do social media, so I don't really know. He said, this thing that I said, look, man of God, you are not, we have been in this thing now. Let them say whatever they want to say.
We
just make sure that
message.
You are true to yourself and those that are there understand. Because I now went to watch it and I'm like, oh, no, this is not it. They've cut something. Even the one I said, they said that I said that if they don't pay the pastor money, that they are doing baby dedication. And then you now put 500 naira in the envelope for baby dedication and you didn't give your pastor more than that. But you use 500,000 for naming ceremony and you now use 500 naira for offering. The 500 you use for naming ceremony, are you not supposed to give your pastor? That's why the children turn out wrong.
Okay, but what were you trying
to say? So they were now, the theme of the conference was Kingdom Wealth Conference.
Okay.
My own series was Understanding Kingdom Wealth. That kingdom wealth is a wealth that has its source in God and the kingdom as its purpose. And in the kingdom wealth is not acquired, it is entrusted. So God must trust you to entrust wealth to you. And for that to happen, we now started listing different things that people need to understand. And one of the things they need to understand is that when you come into the kingdom, there are kingdom covenant obligations. You cannot go to London and say, I don't believe in pounds. You must spend pounds. You can't go to London and say, I don't believe in driving on the left side of the road. You must align. So when you come into the kingdom, there are things that have been aligned in the kingdom. So we now listed 10 covenant obligations that people need to live by. First fruits, tithe, offering, welfare, honoring the less privileged, honoring your parents, and honoring. So it is in listing all those. We now started explaining.
For people who have kingdom wealth.
Kingdom wealth. So one kingdom, because there are two ways to make money. You either do it Babylon way or covenant way. Now, you are either in the secret court or you are in the secret place. It's your choice. You can't be in between. That's why I say love you. That's why I say religion is killing people. You see, people are so religious, but they are not even in the secret place. You are not in secret court.
We're in the
you
free place.
Secret place. You are absent. And you are wondering. What? People don't know that money is spiritual. Money is a spirit. Money has a soul. Money lives in a body. That currency in your hand is not money. That's ordinary paper. It's legal tender. If we change it today, it ceases to be money. So that's the body of money. The spirit of money is mammon. The soul of money is the value that that money has in the marketplace. So that's why one currency will be higher than the other currency in the marketplace, depending on your relationship with mammon. So many people don't realize that if you are going to become wealthy, you have to choose your track. There is nobody on earth that can succeed without giving. She's here. There is Sadak, Sadak, whatever you, all kinds of. They too have their own stuff that you have to give. You have to take care of the less. So there are a lot of stuff. Nobody can ever become rich without giving. But the problem we have is people are not well taught, and then we have a lot of charlatans, jobless people, visionless people that now think that because of the poverty situation in Africa, they can now use that to deceive people. Because many of these pastors, you see, their message is local. Once they cross border, they don't get message. Once you reach Canada, all these useless messages will not work. So
when you were talking about wealth and care for parents, I wanted to quickly draw the care for parents line. So in my faith, for instance, since you've referred to it, care for parents is not actually money. It's time and actual care. So you can't have a parent aging. And because you want to go and make money, and it's important to have money, you leave that parent without a structure of care. So what exactly is wealth? If time is of value, if availability is of value, is only riches.
In the book I gave you guys, The School of Money, because all these things have been answered. Now, when we talk about wealth, there's a difference between wealth and riches. Riches is monetary. Wealth is all-inclusive. So when you talk about wealth, health is wealth. Relationship is wealth. Time is wealth. Skill is wealth. So when you talk about wealth, it's more than just money. So you can be rich and you are not wealthy. Or you cannot be wealthy and not be rich. So once you understand the holistic aspect of wealth, you will not spend all your time pursuing money and losing your health and your time, only to now try to use the money to buy back your health. So when people understand true wealth, you know that, look, I may not have the money to give my parents right now just to honor them, But whatever I have, if it's 2,000 recharge card every month, happy new month, mommy, stay connected. And then you call them. Sometimes when people get old, because what you sow, you reap.
Yes.
When people get older, they just need someone to be there. How are you doing, ma? Oh, please, you're okay. And then you send, you go there, spend time with them. That's why those that are in the foreign countries that know they do not have the time to be able to do that, they have created a structure, nursing home, old people's home, where they pay for it, and then somebody gives them the care that they need.
Yes.
And we need to understand that as the world is moving right now, those things need to begin to happen even in our climate also. So people should understand. That's why I say it's not a levy. Because people say, I don't have money, I have money. You don't have money, you don't have time. You don't have money, you don't have good words, you don't have phone call. It doesn't work like that, because what you are sowing today, you will reap. The way you take care of your parents or the way you don't take care of them, whether you like it or not, life, karma, life will always, you know, roll back. So, yeah.
Thank you so much, Dr. Emmanuel.
We don't want you to go.
We wish you can extend another
week. I will come again. We have not even done money mistake. We don't even started. We went from one, so no problem. We will come again.
Thank you so much. And thank you.
I've told you people, once in a month, let's be doing this thing. Once in a month. Let's just be helping people. Yeah. So that we'll just be helping people get information.
Thank you so much.
Because this country is really challenging, and we need wisdom to navigate the struggles of our nation.
God bless you, sir, for your thoughts this morning. Thank you so much.